As a result of the implementation of the third generation insurance directive in 1994, the Europe's insurance industry has undergone deregulation and profound transformation to create one single insurance market. By enabling insurance companies to operate across boundaries and by removing regulations on pricing and product ranges, deregulation was expected to have a number of beneficial consequences. The first one, by lowering the level of regulation, administrative resources could be reduced or transferred to output-generating activities, hence improving efficiency of the firms. Secondly, the facilitation of cross-border competition was also envisaged to improve competition, hereby putting pressure on less efficient firms to improve their efficiency and productivity in order to survive the increased competition. And thirdly, and most importantly, the removal of pricing and product regulation was anticipated to enhance the competitive intensity among existing domestic insurance companies, leading to a ratcheting of the industry's efficiency. So what we find is the impact of developments are, however, likely to vary between the European insurance markets, who were formerly, so prior to the deregulation in 1994, based on different regulatory approaches. The largest gap in regulatory approaches was evident between the continental maximum regulated German and the Anglo-minimum regulated UK life insurance industries. Both markets also have differences, show differences in terms of industry concentration, choice of investment portfolio, product distribution, insurance density, and penetration. So the aim of this paper is to assess the impact of the insurance market deregulation in terms of efficiency and productivity through a comparison of the German and UK life insurance industries over the years 1991 to 2002. To measure the degree of efficiency and productivity, we utilize the non-parametric data envelope analysis and the parametric distribution-free approach. The findings of our paper highlight that over the 12 years, 1991 to 2002, the UK life insurance industry is characterized by an average cost efficiency of 65%, implying that on average UK firms could reduce costs by 35%. German life insurance firms are on average 56% cost efficient. These findings show that the increased competition in the UK is reflected in higher intra-industry cost efficiency. When comparing both markets, we find that average German cost efficiency is estimated at 56% and the UK's at 42%, suggesting that the German market dominates the UK both before and after deregulation. Higher cost efficiency estimate in contrast to the envisaged results, where Germany was viewed as overregulated and potentially uncompetitive. Moreover, we find that the UK industry shows an overall decline in total factor productivity over the time period of 1.9%, whereas Germany encountered an overall 2.6% increase. Hence, the German life insurance industry achieved higher productivity growth rates than the UK. There is limited evidence of a dynamic improvement in post-deregulation efficiency. Instead, analysis points towards firm-level determinants of efficiency. So, for example, we find that younger and perhaps more innovative UK life insurers tend to be more efficient than their older rivals. So, overall, to conclude, our findings indicate that in contrast to the expectations of the European Commission, the creation of the single European insurance market has had less significant impact on the development of the German and UK life insurance industries than anticipated.